Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
You know, you say something and it'd be like, man, you done took my message, man. You done took my message. But God has been pressing on us about breakthrough. So that's really what's happening. I'm not going to dive any deeper into that. That's just what it is. So I've been coming out of Ecclesiastes. I'm going to come up there in a minute. So, like he said, there's a lot of new changes. There's about to be some changes in you. Comfort zone's about to be broken. And I feel like tonight's probably that night to do that. Even though we've grown, we've been, have you felt a little apprehensive? I have. I'm not going to lie. But God's just kind of pressing on my heart to do something different. And I'm actually, if something's going to break like a comfort zone, I guess it's me to start it. So if you guys could just stand with me. And I just want to shake up the atmosphere, you know what I mean? You probably haven't done it ever before. You probably have. You guys know what a Shabbat is? You guys know what a Shabbat is? And I want you just to begin to worship. And everything that you've been wanting from God, I want you to just to declare it. Just declare it in the atmosphere. And I want you just to, just with the voice of triumph, just give him a praise like you never have before. Like it's just like your last day. Like it's just, man. Because one thing God's been getting me on is moments. See, we live in a day of moments and seconds. See, seasons are not like how, when the Bible talks about seasons, it's not just talking about just like seasons as in winter, spring, summer, fall. It's not that. No, seasons are moments. You catch them. That's why the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. Just focus on the moment. So as we're in this moment, I want you to give God the best praise you can give him. The best praise. Open your mouth. Give him glory for what he's not just doing in your life right now, but what he's about to do. And so on like a count of three, we're going to start giving God praise for what he's doing. For what he's been doing. It doesn't got to make sense. It doesn't have to, you don't have to try hard. Just let go. This is the season of letting go. This is that season of not holding back. Because he's too worthy. I mean, he's too gracious. I can feel it. I mean, I'm saying he's too worthy. So on the count of three, we're going to give him a praise like never before. Open your mouth. And this is the thing. Everything's a deposit. See, we've been waiting for God to do something, but we got to deposit what he's been planting in us. It's not no more this. See, worship is an engaging thing. And he wants you to take that worship and not just have it here, but take it when you go home. Take it when you go to your job and begin to set the atmosphere that you begin to shift things in your home and stuff like that. Begin to break through things that are happening and move from just letting things just be the same old, same old. So on a count of three, I want you to give him a loud praise, a praise of triumph, a praise that breaks through whatever you're facing right now in this season right now. And I want you to give it. And even if it hasn't happened yet, I want you to give it on credit, as they used to say to us. So on a count of three, I'm going to give him a praise. One.
Ready? Two. If you gotta clap your hands, do it. Release it in the atmosphere. We ain't moving until we do it. You ready? Open your mouth. Don't be cute about it. Don't be shy about it. We are engagers. We are triumphant. We are conquerors. And we are going to give them praise like never before. Give them a hallelujah. Three, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for breaking every chain, Lord. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for all the financial blessings. Thank you for healing. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you. You're too wonderful. Words can't comprehend. Words can't explain. Lord, we give you honor. We give you the glory. We're going to stay here until you get glory. Because it's in your presence that you begin to break through. There's no words that I can give, Lord, besides your presence, Lord. Until your presence comes in, there's nothing more I can really say. So we give you glory. We thank you for this shift, Lord. We thank you for what you're moving, Lord, in the homes, Lord, in our jobs, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we break everything that's trying to hold us, anything that's trying to hinder us. Lord, we give you glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we break every chain. Yes, yes, yes. Keep on praising. Don't move from there. Be determined for it. You've been asking God for many things. You've been asking him. Don't stiff. Stay right there. Stay determined. Stay persevering. Stay pushing. Don't let it up. No, we don't let up. We stay engaged in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move. Move. Shift. We're waiting for a shift. He's saying that he's waiting on you. He's not waiting. It's not on him. It's on you. And you have the power to change it. You have the power to change the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, open every mouth, Lord. We break every chain, Lord. Yes, we give you glory. We declare victory in the house, Lord. We declare for everything we have, Lord. Everything we've been asking for, we're reaching and grabbing for it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A name above every name. We've been letting everything else get in the way. We've been magnifying our problems. We've been magnifying our shortcomings. But we magnify you today. We put you in the forefront again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we reset the atmosphere and the mindset. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes. Keep praising. Don't stop. Some of you ready to quit. Don't stop. Don't stop. We don't let up. We don't let up. Some of you right now need to start banging on heaven's door. He said, ask and it'll be given unto you. Knock and it shall be open. Yes, that's it right there. Surrender to it. Surrender to the praise. Surrender to the breakthrough. Yes, yes, yeah, don't wait on me. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. This ain't about me. This ain't about the person to the left. This ain't about the person to the right. It's about you. You've been asking for God. You've been wanting more of him. You've been wanting more of him. More of him, less of me. More of you, Lord, less of me. More of you. Yes. That's where the change is. It's in his presence. It's in his presence. That's where the change happens, you guys. That's where it happens. There's many things I can say to you right now. There's so much I wanted to say.
But it's not in what I say or what I do. It's nothing I can do for you. It's just you. It's time for you to move. You're waiting for something to happen. Like you're waiting for something to happen. It's not in you. It's in you. He's empowered you by his spirit. There's nothing I can say that can dwarf that. He's giving me a word. He's removing fear, self-doubt, self-consciousness, all those things that be trying to hold you back. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Because I'm in the house. He gave me out of Ecclesiastes about the wind. Some of us, we worry about the wind and how it moves. And sometimes we talk ourselves out of a blessing because we talk ourselves out of moving. And we just stand paralyzed. And God has been kind of dealing with me in this year. You know, a lot of things didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen last year. And I got frustrated because I wanted things to move the way I thought it should move. You know how you feel like you got a solid plan and you feel like, man, if I do this right, if I put this together, man, the numbers are right. And then God turns a corner. And that was what was happening to me. And so I got frustrated, and God kind of was dealing with me this month through Ecclesiastes. And he kind of dealt with me because I was listening to a pastor. You guys probably know him, Tony Evans, and his wife had passed. And he was like, don't say what you're going to do, but you say the Lord wills. And a lot of times, when we say the Lord wills, we feel really restricted because we're like, we're waiting on God to do something, you know. And, you know, God's ways and thoughts are not ours. He's unpredictable sometimes, you know, because he's a person and he decides how to move in our lives. And so he was like, yeah, don't ever say that. And it started adding up. And I was reading Ecclesiastes this month about there's certain things that don't matter, certain things that do. And if you ever read Ecclesiastes, you know he's talking from a distance. And he's talking from a distance from a person that's like all this vanity. You know, we get caught up in our jobs and we get caught up in our day-to-day. All good pursuits, by the way. And there's nothing wrong with taking care of your family. There's nothing wrong with going to work. But when you pick God at a distance, it's futile. And where Ecclesiastes ends, the gospel begins. It fills the gap. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom. And that's a very basic scripture. You know, we said it all the time. We see it all the time. But he's starting to give me a new understanding about that scripture. Like, seek first the kingdom is about your passion. Seek first the kingdom is about priority. Seek first the kingdom is about perspective. It's how you see life. See, I understood now that outside of God, I'm just manufacturing things. I'm just making stuff up as I go. And many people are doing. That's why the gospel is so important. And in my day-to-day walk, I can lose sight. I mean, but when I start really understanding it, it started freeing me. Like, you guys hear me always talk about, you know, my acting and stuff. But to be honest, there had to be a deliverance for me to even think I was going to do something like this. See, I was that guy that loved to just didn't really care about much. You know, I was just like, whatever it is, whatever. You know, I had that kind of meh kind of attitude. You know, just say, yeah, okay, all right, you know. And my encounter with God, that's why I said every day when you come here, make it count. Don't ever let this thing ever be, don't ever let this be a go-by, just a Sunday. Every time you get is a blessing. we saw this week. I was a little bummed out. You guys heard about the passing of Kobe and stuff. And to be honest, I was a little bummed out too. Because, you know, and you're like, why? Because, I mean, you don't know him, you know. And a pastor kind of gave me perspective. He was talking about how where your heart is, that's where your treasure is too. And it's not that we were making him more than what he is or anything like that. It was just we grew up watching him. We invested. We used to argue in the high school hallways about who was the better guy. You know, we'd be arguing for hours. People would be like, go to class. No, we got to finish this point. I got to make, you know. And we tried to play. And he's, so when that being said, I started thinking about what I treasure, what's important, you know, what I'm willing to risk, what am I willing to put in, you know, what am I willing to, how far am I willing to go with things? And God always says, whatever you put your hands to do, do with all your might. See, here, the reason why God's shifting the atmosphere, because he wants to take this worship that you have and he wants to take it, because it's a microcosm. What you do corporately here, he wants you to take that same approach in your life. Yeah. Don't hold back. Don't sit there and worry to your left or to your right, but take it. And anything you do, don't let it just be something to do without a purpose. Don't be just doing stuff just to be doing it. See, as you grow in Christ, your word starts becoming more intentional. Your actions, that's why it's called conviction. It's not just about being guilty about, oh, I messed up. It's about because your body's being more awakened to being more intentional, not just about your actions, but even your motives that move it. That's why a lot of times you get that why. And most people get frustrated when they hear that why. They'd be like, man, why you want to do this? It's a good question. That's not the enemy. That's the spirit wanting your roots to go deep. Why do you do what you do? Why do you? You may find out, like I did, that I was settling for a lot of things. You may find out that you're desperate for things, but it's not in your power to control. See, I got freed for the fact, you know. He asked me, even when I went through my calling of finding out music, whether it was this or it was anything else that I'm doing, he's like, don't waste your time if you're not going to do it all the way out. It's the same thing I try to teach my kids, teach my daughter. Don't just do stuff just to do stuff, because the zeal fades. Even when I came here, he asked me why. Why did I come here? Like, why did I come to this church particularly? And it wasn't a fast answer. It was, do you feel like, I really felt like it could be an impact. And I know the enemy likes, doesn't care if I'm just here. He doesn't really care if you come. He just doesn't want you to be an impact. See, that's what he does with some believers. He's like, oh, they can be there just as long as they're not an impact. And I, sometimes my passion gets the better of me, but, and I know I joke a lot, you know, it's good to laugh, but my passion for, you know, knowing God, being here, worshiping, you know, is to set a fire. Like, it's no point of playing around with it, you know. It's almost as now he's kind of shifting me to a place where either you're going to do it or you don't. Just don't waste your time, because you live in moments and seconds, you know. Make everything count this year. Not even just this year. It's, you know, we usually use the year thing as just a, you know, as a, you know, a checkpoint. But a lot of the resolutions I have this year is to do the more of the same, but to do it at a better level. You know, He's like, some of you are trying to prepare to go somewhere. Like you said, we're trying to prepare to for something that's happening in this church. They're coming. But he's trying to mature us. He's trying to get our arms strong enough to carry what he's asked, you know, what he's trying to give us. So he's been dealing with me, and he's probably dealing with you. He's like, maybe I need to be more efficient. If music's your thing, pour out into it. If acting's your thing, pour out into it. Whatever craft you have, whatever gift he has, don't suppress it. Allow it to flourish. Don't hold back. And I feel that, you know, just in my, that's the spirit that's moving me. Just like, don't hold back. There's been times God hasn't allowed me to have an audition. He didn't allow me to get a part merely not because I was not trying to be open. It wasn't that he wasn't trying to allow to bless me. He was allowing me to learn from it. You guys can sit down. He was like, why didn't you get the part? Because you didn't let go. You didn't prepare like you were supposed to prepare. You know, this week, next week, I won't be here, you know, I'll be here next week, but then week after I gotta play. But this following week is gonna be a busy week. It's testing me in the sense of learning how to manage my life, both being a father, being an actor, being this. So I got auditions here, shoots here, rehearsal later. You know, and it teaches you how to be a decision maker. But I had a couple things, lesson planned for us today. It was coming out of what we read, Ecclesiastes. And I want you to make it count. That's what I feel in my spirit is saying. Make it count. Make it count. Make it count. No calling, no gift comes without a sacrifice and a commitment. We've been talking about that for probably months now. We talked about it during the conference, during devotion, talking about devotion. And we're going to continue to break that spirit that tries to interfere in our church, which is this holding back. It's almost like sometimes we act like we have to ask permission to praise God. You don't have to. Like waiting on somebody. But if you're waiting on somebody, it won't happen. You are the thermostat of the house. That means if you feel like it's feeling a certain way, you can shift it. You don't have to be like, see, the thing about the believer is they're always going against the grain. When they see an atmosphere, it seems like it's not right, then we do the opposite. Everybody's going this way, we go this way. Everybody's going this way, we go this way. And we don't do it just because we have to, because we're just trying to be opposite. But we do it because we see something. That's what being the light is. Being the light is when you see darkness, you start flicking the light on. Whatever little light you have. And the oil that you have, it can't be given to anybody else. It's for you, and it's for you alone. And, I mean, I probably, next time I speak, I'll probably say don't, next message is probably don't waste your oil. But you're right, tomorrow's not promised. Don't worry about tomorrow. God's been really pressing that on my heart. While you're here, do what it is today to do it. When you're here, go all out. If you gotta, you know, it changes the thing. It changes the whole. Because see, here's the thing about praise. You cannot go in it with a down mentality. You have to shift. You have to literally have to shift your mindset. And hopefully what you do is you take what you learn corporately and you take it home. You take it to your job. And maybe
and you have the power to shift the atmosphere in your home. You have the power to shift the atmosphere in whatever you're doing. You know, a lot of people worry. That's the biggest thing that's happening in this world today. The biggest thing that's happening in this world today is fear. That fear. And sometimes lately I've been getting kind of really aggressive with people, and I had to kind of repent for it, because I can see it. And I know when, like, you know, sometimes people will be talking and they'll be just talking, and I'd be like, as a believer, you're trying to be compassionate. Just, you know, you're trying to be compassionate to what they're going through and stuff. And some people are really going through stuff, and I get that. But then there's some people, they stay there. You know, they stay in that place of just my problem. And this is not to be insensitive. I know what it's like to mourn. We've all mourned. This doesn't apply to those. Mourning is healthy and good for you. You need to mourn. This is for those who've, there's an expiration on your problems. Like, there's an expiration date on it. You know, some people, you know, there's an expiration date on your fear. There's an expiration date on those things. And even as you move, you got to be like, enough's enough. You know, like Michael's praying today. He's like, man, you get tired of church as usual. See, like a lot of us, for those who have been like raised in church, we know the song and dance, and we know the Christianese of it. It has to be a real thing where God's presence is here. Or it's just, I go through the doors just the same way I came in. And that is now the more emphasis I'm having. Before anything happens, Lord, what is your presence at? That we begin to reach for his presence. It's okay to have good words, okay to have a good song, but some of you guys' breakthroughs are in his presence. That's what we're trying to do. That's all we're doing. But don't get caught up in a spectator spirit of where you're thinking, we're up here, you're out there, and we're singing, and you're just, what we're doing is ushering you. There will come a point where your praise and your worship will get so much that the music won't even be good enough. I know it because I've done it. Where I play, and it feels like I need to stop playing. It was so heavy, there's nothing. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing. That's why we tap in. That's why we come. We come to encourage you, but in this fact, and in the unity of the Spirit, there will sometimes be a moment where the sermon is just not enough. It won't even be that. The first thing when you come here, and we're talking about making a count, is to seek his face. You see him, you see Precious praying, you see Michael praying, you see anybody praying up there, you lock arms and you get with them. You lock arms in the Spirit and you pray with them. If I wasn't on there, I'd be right there with him. If he was to say, Tam, just come up here and pray with me, we don't even need the music. Right there. If you ask me to come pray, that's what it is. Because that's the point of coming. That's it. I've said this probably the last time I was up here. The program is nothing more than an outline. But see, God has a way of moving, and we don't know what he's going to do. Just like I don't know what he's going to do in my life. I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow. I don't know what he's going to do in these moments. And getting back to that, and moving and shifting and being fluid in what he wants me to do. That's it. So when you come all out. Whatever thing's heavy on you, you lay it there. If you got to come to the altar and lay it there. Like when we pray for each other, it's no power in my hands. It's just us touching and agreeing. Yeah. It's not in the power of our hands or anything like that. It's your faith and my faith coming together, uniting. That's it. Because that's where the breakthrough happens. That's where the revelation happens. That's when he begins to shift. And all this, what we're doing, is just to help that happen, to usher that. When you sing, sing all out. Don't hold back. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm doing up here, really honestly. You guys think, oh man, it sounds like, I have no clue how I'm going to play. I just move and shift. I move sounds based on the shift. That's it. So as you move and you leave this place, you begin to press in every morning. You go, whatever you have to do. Only you know that. You know how, what's going on in your life and all those things. You continue to seek after him. You begin to flow. You know, nowadays you have a lot of people that think the filling of the Holy Spirit is just some option. But if you have a relationship with somebody, you want him to move in and out of you. You know, sometimes we treat it like, oh, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, like it's like some ticket that I put on my chest and I can access, you know. It's not that. It's like the discourse is, if you want that relationship close to God, don't you want him indwelling in you? How much do you want it poured into you? How much do you want it? What is so important in this life? You know what I'm saying? What is it that you treasure? You know, and I admit, I've kind of downplayed, in some sense, the presence. I'm first to admit, I've downplayed it. But I've always had this, Spirit has a way of irritating me, irritating my spirit when I get complacent. He irritates that soul where it's like, nah, I can't go with the motions with this. I can't roll just to be living. I can't just be just existing. I can't just be just here. Nah. And many of you feel what I'm saying. You know? Might go in line, man. Breakthrough's happening. It's coming and it is here. It is coming and it is here. That vexation, the enemy tries to use it, but it ain't the enemy. That's God. Moving that. I love my gifts and I love what I do and all this other stuff, but there's so much I've misprioritized, if that's even a word. You know, some of you are burning inside like a fire, like Jeremiah, but you suppress it. You suppress it. Total shift. Some of you are pretending to be passive people. You're not passive. You're bold as you want to be. You just show glimpses of it. And you got to be all out. Because it's not. It's moments and seconds you live. And you take it with you. Don't be worried about, like Joshua, we were talking about Joshua tearing the walls down in Jericho, but you know what? First thing, his command was not to look to the left or to the right. That was his first command. That's the first thing God told him to do. Do what Moses was doing, but do it better. And I'm just paraphrasing. Not look to the left or the right. You know, a lot of you guys, teenagers, you guys are high school, or either in the middle school or in college. We remember being in high school, and we remember being so worried about fads and who's looking at us and who wasn't. But a lot of us got saved at, I got saved at 16. You got saved at what, 17, Marquise? earlier? Seven. My bad. All right, then. All right. Seven. Great. Hey. But it is. Samuel was six. But I got saved at 16. First thing God dealt with me was he got rid of the self-consciousness. Trust me. It was about Jordans. It was about whom, how many touchdowns you could score, how many points you could score, and how many women, how many girls could say, ah, damn it. That's what it was about. That was the fad. But then you try to be, sometimes we try to be cute with God. We try to get real cute. Or we act like we're too cool for God, like we'd be doing the sit in the back of the chair, you'd be like, you know, people would be praising you, you'd be like, that was mine. Mine's with the, you know. All the while, the Spirit's looking at me like, who are you fooling? I mean, who are you kidding? This is the freeing thing. God already knows who you are inside and out. He knows when you're holding back and he knows when you're doing certain things. He already knows. But that's a good thing. That's liberation. We're going to declare liberty in the house. We're going to declare those things that freedom. Because if you don't let it go, you'll have those same problems when you're 16. People still have those same problems when they get 30, they get their 40s. Still trying to worry about who's looking to the left. You know that's the biggest suppression of gifts? Oh, I got this great idea, but I'm thinking about how silly it may look, because somebody may say it's silly. Or this is the new one. This is the one. I just want to be normal, right? I don't even know what that means. And based on the new norm nowadays, you can keep that normal. You know, you can keep that. You know, identity is going to be liberated. That's one thing that's going to happen. And it is happening. So don't come to me talking about you shy and all that. You know, God's going to break some of that. He's breaking a lot of us right now. You know, some things just right now for me, it's just like, I do not care. Stuff doesn't even matter. You know, this is what matters. I'm not saying all the other stuff cares and stuff, cares of life. I get it. Kids, that, I get it. You know? But it's not the God, that whole thing about God first is, it's got to stop being a cliche. It's been a cliche too long. It's been God first, what does that mean? Have you ever, like, stopped and actually asked yourself what that means? What is that God first? Okay, you say God first, oh, okay. No, that means he has the plan. He knows what life is really about. That's why he says, I am the way, truth, and the life. And ever since then, before then, I didn't know what life was. And even as when I came into Christ, there's still things that I had to deconstruct and reconstruct. Because I thought I knew. That's breaking through. In this house. And that's something to be excited about. People groan about the trials. That's because the purpose isn't revealed. Reason why James talks about trials, he's not talking about it in the context of just going through. He's talking about this is leading to something greater. A lot of people just, oh, trials, it's just no. Well, if you don't know the purpose, it really is hard. It does make it really hard if you don't understand it. Spirit of wisdom and understanding is moving. you know. Let us pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the moment. And we know that there's many moments to come. And whatever's in our horizon, whatever's in our way, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for all the things that you're moving in this house, each and every person. I pray that you begin to shift in their homes, in their personal lives, Lord, because you know better than I do that you begin to break through and shift, move like never before. And we give you honor and glory.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.